The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Mark Grisanti's days as a state Supreme Court judge appear to be coming to an end. While there has been no official announcement, the Buffalo News reports Buffalo attorney Peter Weinman is expected to be confirmed as a replacement later today by the state Senate. Grisanti, who was initially assigned to state Supreme Court in 2015, was censured earlier this year by a judicial commission over his involvement in a confrontation with neighbors and police that was captured on video. Weinman, who is part of the Wolfgang and Weinman law firm, will take his oath of office once his current client list has been transferred. A graduate of UB Law School could be the next federal district judge of the Western District of Western New York. Senator Chuck Schumer introduced the nomination of Meredith Vaca Wednesday, saying she has, quote, tremendous expertise, sharp legal acumen, and deep institutional knowledge. A native of the Rochester area and a former prosecutor, Vaca would be the first Asian American to serve in the Western District of New York. And the Labatt USA headquarters on Perry Street are now available for sublease. According to Hunt Real Estate, subleasing opportunities include the 11,000 square feet of office space on the second floor of 79 Perry Street and the 3,500 square feet of ground floor space that is equipped with brewing equipment and a dedicated tasting room. The space is separate from the adjacent Draft House restaurant. Most of the protesters who were arrested on the UB North campus last month are no longer facing charges. And a Hammer spokesperson says a town court judge dismissed the charges against 12 of the 14 protesters yesterday. They had faced charges ranging from violation-level non-criminal charges, from loitering to disorderly conduct to trespassing. The other two protesters are due back at court next month. That town spokesperson declined to comment on why those two cases were not dismissed. The Common Council's Community Development Committee is not advancing a proposed ban on the sale of menthol cigarettes and other flavored tobacco products in the city of Buffalo. The committee instead voted to file and receive the measure, effectively taking off the council's agenda. Charles Dedman of the African American Tobacco Control Leadership Council spoke out on the issue.
Each year, there are 144 lung cancer deaths in Buffalo, of which 41 are African American. Passing a Buffalo flavored tobacco ban is a civil rights and social justice issue. The tobacco industry has and continues to invest heavily in the marketing of flavored tobacco products in the African American community.
Several council members had previously expressed concern that the council could not legally ban the sale of menthol cigarettes. Activists, including Stan Martin of the No Menthol Buffalo Coalition, say those concerns are unfounded.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Well, Governor Kathy Hochul has put on hold the start of New York City's congestion pricing plan, which was due to begin at the end of the month. As WBFO Albany correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, the decision comes as other anti-climate change initiatives seem to be failing in the final days of the legislative session.
Governor Hochul, citing concerns about inflation and the post-pandemic trend of fewer people commuting to offices, has put a pause on a plan to charge $15 for cars coming into Manhattan south of 60th Street.
And given these financial pressures, I cannot add another burden to working and middle-class New Yorkers or create another obstacle to our continued recovery.
Hochul made the announcement in a pre-recorded message. She did not take questions from the media. The congestion pricing plan spurred opposition from some commuters and some Democratic politicians, including the governor of New Jersey and some state senators on Long Island and in the Hudson Valley. It was also opposed by former President Donald Trump, a Republican who's running for a second term against incumbent Democratic President Joe Biden. By delaying congestion pricing, Hochul is potentially taking an issue away from Republican candidates for Congress in several competitive downstate districts. In 2020, 2022, the GOP flipped four seats in New York from Democratic to Republican. That helped Republicans gain control of the House. Progressive lawmakers, though, are condemning the move. They say it's a political betrayal and predict that the reversal will backfire on the Democrats. Assemblyman Robert Carroll represents portions of Brooklyn.
I saw Republicans, both at the local, state, and federal level today, crowing that they won. That's going to be on political ads throughout November. I don't think Democrats are going to be crowing that they won. And so I think that that's going to be a great political weapon. And I think that this is going to blow up in all of their faces.
Assemblymember Emily Gallagher says she was angered to hear about Hochul's decision from the news media. She says the legislature approved the plan 5 years ago and was not consulted about the change. Gallagher says she and the others were also taken by surprise since the announcement comes just weeks after Hochul was featured at an international summit on the climate crisis sponsored by the Vatican, where she met with the Pope. She also attended a conference in Ireland where she highlighted steps the state was going to take to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, including congestion pricing.
And now all of a sudden, she is adding on to this delay. Where is the political courage to see something through that we desperately need?
The congestion pricing plan was to have generated $1 billion a year in tolls to be used to improve public transportation. Hochul's announcement comes as other environmental and anti-climate change bills are floundering in the state legislature as the session draws to a close. Supporters of an expanded bottle deposit law rallied at the Capitol earlier in the week. They're seeking to add container deposits for wine, liquor, and nearly all non-carbonated beverages. And they want to double the deposit from 5 cents to 10 cents. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
I think we'd all agree that things that were worth a nickel in 1983 are not worth a nickel today.
A measure to prevent gas utilities from charging ratepayers to subsidize new gas lines, known as the New York Heat Act, is also failing to gain enough traction so far to make it to a floor vote in both houses. And a proposal to reduce plastic packaging by 50% has been weakened to a goal of just 30% over the next dozen years. Horner, who's lobbied on environmental and other progressive-leaning issues for years, says companies seldom want to change to respond to environmental concerns.
It's usually industry opposition, and they build coalitions and they spend tons of money to astroturf their perspective against the needs of real people. Climate change isn't going away.
Advocates have not given up hope. The session is not due to end until the weekend, and there's a lot that can happen before then. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.